I was talking to an old man. He said, I tell you what, he had a daughter. He said, I tell you what you do. You go buy your old house and fix it up. See, that's the way I got started. He owns 75 apartments now. But you know he's got a big income?
Gosh.
If I was a young man out to get in the housing project, because there's money in it. I know a lady now, she's got, I'm getting out of her house, she does all work herself, and she goes to Europe, drives Cadillacs and everything else.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Can you tell us your name and your date of birth? We'd just like to get it in our...
My name's Aubrey Eli. I was born 1905.
You too, Lynn. We won't be able to put the voices with the people.
I'm Lynn. I was born May the 20th, 1957.
And this is Bridget.
And Becky.
And today is November the 7th. We're in Roswell, Georgia. We just put that on there for people in the future that want to put the faces with the names. So have you always lived here in Roswell?
I've lived always in Roswell, and I was staying down to 10. They sold that place. I went out there with my sister and stayed with her, paid her and everything, you know, and stayed with her.
Which part of town did you grow up in?
I grew up in Cotton County. It's changed then to Fulton County.
Hmm.
They put three houses in Alpharetta in Fulton County now. I don't know why they don't go into some county and do away with that four houses.
So you were in the country, kind of, huh?
That's right. There's four houses there that's still in Fulton County.
Wow.
You know. But Alpharetta's growing, it's going to get bigger and broader. Because if they take it up yonder and come and all up through there, but they claim they can't make enough, they wouldn't make enough money to do that. I don't know what they're going to do about it. So if they can't make nothing off of it, I wouldn't go in if you're going to go in debt.
Mm.
You know.
What did your parents do for a living?
They lived in...
Were they farmers?
Yeah, my farm. They nothing in farmer. I guess it's, now it's nice to know farmers. If you want to raise a garden, don't do your own, but they ain't no money in it. No, they ain't no money because it's a slow income.
Mm.
You know, because you gotta learn something like a computer. Now, that pays $200 a day, and they got the sum. I had my teeth pulled. And she got to go down and study something up in the air. She got to go to school now to learn that. Something up in the sky.
Oh my goodness.
And it pays more.
What was it like when you were growing up?
Huh?
What was it like around Alpharetta when you were growing up?
Lord, it was nothing. You didn't have no money. You didn't work for. I lived hard. I was poorest people in the world. Didn't know nothing but just be poor. And there'd 50 cents a day, well, you couldn't buy. I got married one time, I didn't know it was a responsibility, and I couldn't keep up myself, I didn't know that. And I tell you, a woman wants pretty things and we want a pretty house and things, but sometimes that don't satisfy your mind if you got a house and things. You got to get right with the Lord, and if you got something on your mind, I don't care what it is, it's a sin. Don't take my word, don't take your daddy's word. You go see if read that Bible and see if it's the law. That law. I don't go by my man's law. It's like he made the law about the gun business, but the Bible says to make certitudes out of them. And that meant plow points. But they ain't going by that law. And it's like it is this. Hanging people and shooting people, that's the wrong. He says, I shall not kill. And says, love thy neighbors as thyself.